Winnie Byanyima, the wife of Ugandan opposition politician Kizza Besigye, visited her husband, who was charged and jailed last week. She says Besigye is not shaken by the actions of the government, but she says the events have left their family psychologically disturbed.
We have a son who is 25 and is a student in the United States. I've been talking to him every day. He is very, very stressed, let me put it that way. He's very anxious. He's finding it hard to focus on his studies. And very, very upset and emotionally troubled.
Besigye is alleged to have been abducted by Ugandan security operatives from Kenya's capital, Nairobi, where he had gone to attend a book launch by Kenyan opposition leader Martha Karua. Byanyima, who is also the executive director of UNAIDS, says Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni should respect divergent political views.
Anyone who steps up to challenge President Museveni is seen as a traitor, not wishing well for the country. It's all wrong. We must start on the basis that everyone who wants to lead Uganda is doing it in good faith.
Uganda opposition leader Robert Kyagulanyi, commonly known as Bobi Wine, also visited Besigye this past weekend.
The Kenya government should be ashamed of it. We condemn the impunity of the Ugandan regime, and we call upon all well-wishing Ugandans to stand against this, to condemn it, and to work so hard to see that we return our country to the rule of law.
Ssemujju Nganda is a member of parliament and a spokesman of the Sprinter Forum for Democratic Change party faction leaning toward Kizza Besigye. He says the party wants to sue the governments of both Uganda and Kenya for breach of international laws and, in particular, East African community principles that allow free movements of citizens among member states.
Kenya should be home. That's why you're not required to have a visa. You just go to Kenya and they stamp in your passport. Even when you don't have a passport, you can go to Kenya with an ID. So we thought Kenya is a home. So we will ask the Kenyan High Commissioner to tell us if they have ceased being a home, but also tell us why they are targeting our leaders, humiliating them, torturing them.
Besigye and his co-accused, Obed Kamlejea, were on Thursday charged for illegal possession of firearms and conspiring to breach Uganda's security. Kenyan government has denied role in the alleged kidnapping of Besigye. For VOA News, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.